Unit 14, Fashion, page 54. 2. Let's listen. People are talking about fashions from the past. Listen and number the pictures. 1.
Oh, look at this. Typical early 60s. That's when guys started to wear their hair long, and girls wore their skirts really short. Remember the mini skirts and boots?
2.
This must be the 1920s. The Roaring Twenties. I love the dresses women wore then. Very straight, and they came down to just above the knees. And they wore their hair short and usually straight. Men looked handsome, too, with those wide trousers. They listened to jazz and did these crazy dances like the Charleston. What a wild time that was.
3.
This is the late 60s, early 70s, of course. Look at this woman's big, long skirt. It's very colorful. And the guys wore jeans and T-shirts with peace signs on them. It seemed that all young people had long hair.
4.
This must be the 1950s, when boys had their hair slicked back and wore really bright jackets and those very tight pants. I wonder how they ever got into them, or out of them, for that matter. The girls wore tight sweaters and wide skirts.
5.
Oh, this is the late 70s or early 80s. Both the guy and the woman have punk hairstyles, and their hair is dyed these really wild colors. The funny thing is, some people still look this way.
6.
This has to be around 1910. People dressed very formally then. Men had suits with long jackets, and they usually wore hats. The women wore long dresses and capes. Very elegant.
Page 55. 3. Let's listen. Task 1. People are talking about how their friends have changed. What do their friends look like now? Listen and check the correct picture. 1.
I just ran into Mary. Wow, she's really changed.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She used to look really wild, you know, with all that big hair and makeup. And that leather jacket.
Sure, I remember.
Well, that's all gone. Now she wears plain blouses and her hair is much neater.
Weird. Do you know why she changed?
Yeah. She's going to college now, so she wanted a different look.
2.
Betty's dressing differently these days.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it's a change for the better. That blue suit she used to wear wasn't so great.
Yes, I thought the same thing.
Now she's wearing this fantastic red suit.
So why the change?
I guess her new job has a better salary, so she can afford to buy some new clothes.
3.
Have you seen Jerry lately?
No. Why?
Well, he's really changed his look. He used to have that preppy look. You know, the tan pants and shirts with collars and short hair.
And now?
Now he's got long hair and a ponytail, and he always wears black.
Interesting. What made him change?
I heard his new girlfriend asked him to do it.
4.
David's really changed the way he looks lately.
Really?
Yeah. I never thought I'd see him dressing the way he does now. The tight blue jeans, the gold necklaces. He's even wearing his shirts unbuttoned.
No way.
It's true. He used to wear that suit and tie everywhere, but not anymore.
What happened?
I heard he broke up with his girlfriend.
5.
I think Karen looked a lot better before she changed her look.
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, she cut her gorgeous long hair, and she used to wear those great casual pants. I thought maybe she didn't even own a dress.
That's true.
But now she always wears an expensive suit.
Why did she change?
She had to. She got a big promotion at work.
6.
Have you seen Steve Jones since he graduated from college? He looks so different.
Really? How?
He wears a suit and tie every day.
You're kidding.
I know, it's strange. In college, he was always wearing his old jeans and a denim shirt. He looked so relaxed all the time.
What made him change?
He found a job at a bank, so he's got to look good for the customers.
Page 55. 3. Let's listen. Task 2. Listen again. Are these statements true or false? Check the correct answer. Page 56. 4. Let's listen. Task 1. People are describing things they have just bought. Listen and write the correct letter in the chart. 1.
I just bought these. Do you like them? They're Italian, and they're made of genuine leather. They'll look great with my new pants. They're so comfortable to wear. I walked around in them in the store, so I know they won't hurt my feet. They were a pretty good bargain, too. Only $125.
2.
What do you think of it? I really need it for work. These days we have to dress up at the office, so I can't just wear a shirt and tie. It's made of wool, so it'll be nice and warm in the winter. And I like the way it buttons up the front. It was on sale for $75. Not bad for something that's imported from England.
3.
This is made of silk, and it was made in China. It's very light, and I love the way it feels. I was surprised that they had one in my size. I always have trouble finding things that fit. They're usually either too long or too short, but this one is just right. It covers my knees. I thought it was a bargain for $200.
4.
These will be great for the weekend. They're made of good, strong denim. And they were made in the U.S., so I know the quality is good. That's important to me. My old pair shrank when I washed them, and now my legs don't fit in them. These new ones are a darker blue than I usually wear, but I'm sure the color will fade after a while. I can't believe they were only $29.95.
5.
Does this look okay on me? It's not too short, is it? It's French and really well made. I thought the color was great, and I have a couple of blouses that will go perfectly with it. It's made of wool, too, so it will be very warm. It wasn't cheap, $95. But I know I'll wear it all the time.
6.
These will be great for tennis. They were pretty expensive, $115, but they're Korean and look very well made. They're made of real leather, of course, and not just rubber. And I like these little stripes down the side. My tennis is really going to improve now.
Page 56. 4. Let's listen. Task 2. Listen again and answer the questions. Circle the correct answer.